And now to our selection of letters from the evening news. The subject ranged from traffic to Trump, and a new festival held in the city a few days ago.
Last weekend saw the first Flintspiration Festival to be held in Norwich, involving many of the city's churches. Readers Susan and David Tooth came up from their home in Sudbury and were much impressed. They wrote, "Having just spent two amazing days in Norwich on a church crawl, courtesy of the Flintspiration Initiative, we felt we should write to express our appreciation of all the hard work that went into the weekend. Every church that participated had medieval treasures to enjoy and enthusiastic volunteers to help open our eyes to see them. Norwich is supposed to have the greatest number of medieval churches in an urban environment north of the Alps, and this weekend provided a wonderful opportunity to witness that prodigious wealth. It was also apparent from the buzz of visitors at many churches that plenty of others had made the journey to Norwich for the same reason."
The police, it seems, had a very busy day checking nearly 50 motorists in Norwich recently. Carol Stevens of Thorpe St Andrew thinks their time could be better spent elsewhere. She writes, "It's all very well police stopping 46 vehicles during a day of action in Thorpe St Andrew, but how about those cars that are illegally parked? Pushing a pram or wheelchair around Thorpe is virtually impossible because of cars parked across the pavements. You take your life in your hands at Thunder Lane Corner. You either walk on the road to get past the cars illegally parked at the hairdresser's, or walk across the entrance to a busy garage."
Correspondent N. Blake of Norwich asks, "Any chance of some city space?" He writes, "Fine city though Norwich may be, particularly in the centre, does it sometimes occur to people that the building in the shopping streets can seem a bit congested? Apart from the lanes, where at least during the day the crowds can give a buzz and vitality. Going along the walk at present, the flattened area of a building redevelopment can be seen. With no disrespect to the developers at this particular site, this cleared bit can, at the moment, seem like a small oasis. In some respects, would it not be pleasant if some future demolition in one of the shopping streets could be kept as a kind of relaxation area, either a garden or an arcade?"
The city has recently seen a lot of roadworks and changes, which seem to be covered by the all-embracing description of traffic calming. Norwich reader Ray Beresford comments on this and writes, "I question the use of the phrase traffic calming in the case of Hall Lane Drayton. I would not say five collisions. I would not say five collisions, and from what I have seen, many near misses that had calmed anything. This road, due to the NDR, is the main road in or out of Drayton for a lot of people, not a rat run. To put obstacles like these on the public highway is dangerous enough when you know they are there, but to a stranger, they are lethal and could result in someone, maybe a motorcyclist, being badly injured or killed. Has there been any thought as to what this will be like at night in poor visibility, snow or fog? I was following a lorry the other night, and where the road narrowing has been done, the lorry continued in a straight line, up the curb and onto the pavement. Even pedestrians are not safe due to this mad scheme. Putting signs up will help, but not completely solve the problem. Surely a speed camera would be more sensible."
There seems to be an epidemic of elections these past few years and months. General and council in the UK, not to mention the referendum, and of course the somewhat unexpected outcome of last year's presidential election across the pond. And it's the latter that is the subject of the letter from Terence Birchall of Mulbarton, who writes, "I am at last beginning to believe what dear old Donald Trump is saying. Every time I see him and hear him, he says, 'I'm going to make America great again.' Yes, that is definitely the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All those repeated phrases are now having their true effect on me. Every time I hear those words, 'America great again,' they really do grate on me. We'll let you have the last word then this week, Mr. Birchall, and more letters next week.